You were before the Senate Homeland Security Committee last week to talk about the Lieberman-Collins bill. What'd you tell them?
I told them that it was moving in the right direction, that they wanted to be careful not to cut too much out, and that the only thing that will make a difference is regulating critical infrastructure.
You said the way you said it to the committee was people will try to dilute legislation, put forward slogans instead of solutions, write in loopholes. The goal should be to strengthen, not dilute. What are your fears about what could potentially dilute this bill? Is it just the standard Washington process, or are there specific things that you're afraid might happen as this bill gets worked on?
Everyone listening has seen this movie before, right? So anytime there's a significant piece of legislation, a lesson that I've learned and we should have known is election year, not the best year to try and get significant legislation through. But there's a chance this one could make it because the problem is so big. And, you know, the issues are you have different groups, different industry associations coming up and saying, you know, how about if we create a loophole? How about if we write in an exception? How about if we do the following? And there's always some give and take in legislation, but we've got to be careful not to give too much.
Senator Lieberman's already said he's open to negotiating in response to the bill that Senator McCain has proposed. Is that a good thing, do you think, or is that along the lines of what you're talking about not diluting this legislation?
No, the McCain bill has some good stuff in things that I know that the Democrats, pardon me, that, well, golly, that was a mistake, that Lieberman, Collins, and Rockefeller wanted to have in their bill, some of the law enforcement provisions. So there are good things. The effort to merge the Feinstein and Rogers information sharing bill, that's a good thing. But the main problem with the McCain bill is it's like a car without an engine. It doesn't have the section on critical infrastructure. And so by itself, it won't do it. What you could say about the Lieberman-Collins Rockefeller bill is there's some parts where the language could definitely be up. They could definitely streamline some things. But it's closer to what we need than anything else that's out there.
All right. About critical infrastructure, you told the Senate Homeland Security Committee, cyber attacks in the next few years won't cause mass casualties. They'll be targeted and precise. Set the threshold too high, and we're simply telling attackers what infrastructure to hit. What threshold are you referring to there?
Well, there's a section in that it's perfectly reasonable to try and scope and narrow the focus of what critical infrastructure will be held to a higher standard. Everyone agrees with that. Some of the earlier versions of the bill had language suggested by industry that said that, you know, only if the effect of a cyber attack was equivalent to a weapon of mass destruction and caused mass casualties should there be regulation. Well, that's clearly crazy, and that language came out, but there's still the mass casualty, economic disruption stuff. We want to focus on protecting infrastructure that, if it was knocked offline, would damage national security. And there's going to be cases where that won't involve mass casualties or economic disruption. That's what we want to be careful to avoid.
One of the raps that Congress gets, especially when it takes on technology issues, is that the people that are doing the legislating don't understand what they're legislating. Is it your sense from both the Lieberman-Collins-Rockefeller bill from that side and from the McCain group's side that they really get what the serious issues are here, and that these are both serious attempts to try to deal with them, even if they do disagree in some cases?
I think they've been working on this bill for a little more than 3 years, and that's just an amazing amount of time. And the folks who've been through the whole process, and there's some, including the senators, they're pretty up to speed on what the issues are. One of the interesting things, if you look, is that a lot of the people who are for the Lieberman-Collins bill come out of one of the intelligence committees, and it's that they've had to open the kimono briefing on the cyber threat, and that's why they want the bill. That's why they have a pretty good idea of what we're up against.
So among these two bills, or between these two bills, the issues that need to be on the table, in your view, are all on the table. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, there's a lot of room for negotiation. There's a lot of room for coming to a consensus. But if they don't have the critical infrastructure section in Section 104, don't bother to pass it. It won't make any difference.
You mentioned Congressman Rogers on the House side and the bill that he worked on in conjunction with Senator Feinstein. What's the House side of this equation look like in your view?
The House is a little messier. They decided to take an approach where they'd have multiple bills, but you have some really good bills out over there. Rogers' bill is quite good. Lundgren has a bill. McCall, Langevin. There's a number of things on the House side that if you put them together, could fit pretty well with the Senate approach. And, of course, if you remember Congressman Thornberry's cybersecurity working group, they did just a fabulous report. So I think the House leadership knows the issue and has sketched out what needs to be done. It'll still be a messy conference should it ever get to that point.
If I were going to then put a tag on your statements, I would maybe use the word cautiously optimistic. Is that fair?
I'm cautious. It's probably a little overly optimistic, but we have a chance. And, one of the things that both Senator Collins and Senator Lieberman said, and it was echoed in a letter of support from the co-chairs of the 9/11 Commission, is we can do the bill now before something bad happens, or we can wait and then overreact. Those are our choices.